Good evening, everyone. I'm back. The heating's been on. It's not really cold. Ronan was cold, so he put it on. And it isn't really cold. Now, I'm a bit fed up. Right, let's go out and face this wind. I'm just taking the dogs out. Because when I did my shopping, what I tend to do is I get a certain amount of fresh meat on or fish. I'm busy. I tend to get, say, 5 days worth of stuff that is in the fridge, and I check the dates on it with one of the kids, and then if there's anything, I plan what days we're going to have what. I know it's boring, but you have to do that. And then if two things finish on the same date, you know, if two things are best before, then I'll put one of them in the freezer. Anyway, I ordered some frozen minced lamb and some frozen minced beef. Or so I thought, but I don't think we checked the unavailable things on the last order. And obviously the minced beef hasn't come now because we've just been looking in the freezer and all we can find is minced lamb. Now, I don't know if it makes a difference whether you make spaghetti bolognese with minced lamb or minced beef. And I'm still a bit undecided as to whether to try making it with lamb. I don't think that it would make much difference, but I don't know. So I'm probably going to have to do shepherd's pie now, which is okay, but it takes a bit longer. He hasn't finished yet. Come on then. It just takes a bit longer. Come on then. Because what I tend to do, I bake the mince first. It says to fry it, but I don't like doing that. Sit. So I bake it. Good boy. Go on in, quick. It's cold. It's not cold, but the wind's horrible. Lammy, come on. There they go. They're mad 5 minutes, don't they? So I will probably not have any myself because I'm going to make a big one. Bigger than I normally make, because normally Ronan doesn't like shepherd's pie, so I normally make it for two. But today I've got to make it for three, so I'm going to have to make a bigger one. And as I haven't got any more meat than I normally have, I'm going to have to incorporate more vegetables than I normally have. I've got the corn here, but I'm actually not going to use that because I don't think I want any. So freezer. I just can't believe that. What is that there? That's frozen peas, which I actually didn't know I had. Okay. Right. I am in need of a coffee. I haven't had coffee for ages, so I'm going to have some. I don't care whether it's decaffeinated or not. I need to really wash out my Tassimo tank though, because it needs it. And I don't just mean rinsing it out, I'm gonna actually get a bit of washing up liquid in it, but I hope I don't get bubbly coffee. I'm just gonna put a tiny bit in. Oh, I have to rinse it out thoroughly. It can go in the dishwasher, but I think, but I don't want to put it in there just in case I got that bit wrong. It just has a tendency, when you don't use it every day, which I don't, I would do, but I've got to be trying to cut down on coffee because of the potassium content. So I'm trying to cut down on it, just swirling it around inside the soapy water, that is. That's better. Round the top, it just smells a bit mouldy. Of course, I empty the water out and use clean water every time. I always have done that. It probably needs descaling, and I haven't got any powder yet. I need to order some, but it hasn't exactly been top. Because I haven't been using it, it hasn't been top priority. Now I can, as far as I can, I need a bottle brush. That would help, just to make sure. Yeah, it's fine now. That's all it needed was a washout. Oh,
really said a rude word. A great big bottle of washing up liquid just fell in the sink. And maybe it splashed me. Just washing this off now. That's a lot better. It's just around the top, around the lid. And most people would notice it. But as us blindies have a very acute sense of smell mostly. Not because we were born with it, but because we use it more, so therefore it develops more strongly. Oh, I don't think I'm gonna give it one more rinse out. I don't really want any bubbles. I've got enough problems as it is. Right. So I'll give it one more. Right to the top. Nice cold water. Tip it upside down just to flush around the top. Empty. I feel a bit, not exactly stressed, but something along those lines. I don't really know why. I think it's because when you have someone else in the house, I don't mind at all. I'm really happy that she's here. Rosie, that is, Connor's girlfriend. But I suppose if I didn't have any health problems or worries, then I wouldn't feel this way, but I kind of feel a bit pressurised, because if I don't feel well sometimes, I mean, it doesn't happen very often. Sometimes if I don't feel very well, both of them will do the dinner. Not very often, occasionally. You know, they're old enough to be able to do that now, to be honest. And it's fine, but, you know, I can't... Ronan, unless it's something quite straightforward, Ronan can't really do it on his own. And Connor is... I don't feel that it's right to ask him to do it when he's got his girlfriend down. Not really. Now, I don't even know what I'm getting now, but one of them's coffee and one of them's milk, so let's see. I haven't put them in any kind of order. I don't really care. Probably won't even end up drinking half of it, but it doesn't matter. Take it away. I've got a cup there, yes. Okay. So, yeah, I just feel a little bit stressed. I think if I'd have known I was doing sugar spike, this is the thing. The crux of the matter is I would have started it a hell of a lot earlier. Because it does take a long time. I've got to peel all the potatoes and then I've got to mash them. I've got to make the stock. Spaghetti bolognese is quicker because you can just bung the spaghetti in. I know you've got to prepare the mince and you've got to, these scissors are really hopeless. They can't even cut a plastic bag. Oh! Anyway, I started it off so I can tear it and just put the oven on. That's the fact that we made rice and everything this morning and I haven't, well, it's lovely smelling coffee. I haven't cleared up from then. I've got the saucepans to wash before I can use them for the potatoes. I would have had to have done that for the spaghetti anyway. So, oh, that smells lovely. Oh, bring it on. I don't know what one it is. I have no idea. Right, now, as I've got no tinfoil that's in any usable form, I have to put a lid over the tin I'm cooking this mince in. Oops, I put it over an empty one then. I had a brave and dangerous. I picked it up and I thought, that's not very heavy. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do this. Okay, now, milk. Right, there we go. Roll on, British summertime, or daylight saving time, or whatever you call yourself. is what I say. And roll on summer, roll on sunshine. We've had a few bits of it lately, but we're sadly deprived of sunshine in the UK. Sorry if this is making too much noise. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Showing my age now, I'm going to put on Hearts Club Classics. I can't stand these fogey programmes they have on Saturday evening on Radio 10. I really can't be doing with it. It's now 8 o'clock and I shouldn't be starting dinner this time of night. I should have eaten it and I should have cleared away. There we go. Okay. Maybe to liven me up a bit. I don't like this. Actually, it's alright. Right, let's try this now. Is there any bubbles in the top? Or that shouldn't be there, that is. Oh, that's very nice. I shouldn't really be drinking at 8 o'clock at night, but I'm sure nothing can make my sleep any worse than it is. It's nice when you haven't had any for a long time. Alright. Okay. Phew, it's hot out here, I know that much. You can stay with me a few minutes, if you can bear the music. If not, then turn off now. Okay, now, I think I might throw open the window. You see, the thing is when you live in a household of multiple people, they don't know how to clear up. Ronan's the only one that does. Sometimes. The others have no concept of clear up the kitchen when you're finished. They just don't know what it means. If it jumped up and hit them in their face, they'd say, "What was that?" So, I'm a handicap to start with because I'm going to do all this before I could start now, but I like to start from a clean kitchen, otherwise I feel really confused and muddled and hot. Well, have you got no water? Out of the way. No, it keeps drinking a lot. Oh, I don't make any things up. Yesterday, Obi took him out when he came home, like he usually does at night. And he said, I don't know what I was saying before, because Obi called me on his break, and then I couldn't resume the recording. That's all really got really bad again. That all stopped. But after the last update, it seemed to come back, and with this one, it hasn't gone away either. So anyway, I'm back to my clearing up operation, which won't take long, I hope. I'm drinking my coffee as I go. Right, what's next? Okay. Dad, Obi's on Ernie's next week. Much nicer for me. Don't worry about him. No, I'm only joking. I think when the thought of it, getting up early is not good, but when he realises that he can spend more time at home and, you know, and that he's worked over with, I think there's swings and roundabouts. It swings and roundabouts, you know, there's advantages and disadvantages to both ways. That's the, you know, top and bottom of it. It's more like a November evening tonight, though. It's more like November than the end of March. And the thought of but Bushy's summertime is a joke, basically. You see, normally what I do is I put the potato, I peel the potatoes first, and I actually put them on at the same time as I put the mince on to bake. So everything kind of coincides, but I'm afraid tonight's a bit of the exception, so we're just going to have to go with the flow. I'm sure Connor and Rosie aren't going too hungry, and I don't suppose dinner is the first thing in their mind anyway, so... Ronan doesn't want shepherd's pie, he's having pizza and he said he'll have it later, so I don't have to worry about that. I think he's fallen asleep, so I don't have to worry about doing that yet. Chances are he'll do it himself anyway. All he's got to do is stick a pizza in the oven. I mean, I'll have to do it for him, but by the time he wakes up, he'll probably be all cleared away and everyone will be going to bed. I had a direct message I said in my last boom that was, it was just over 50 minutes long, something like that. It took about 3 hours to upload. I think it kept going round and round and round, you know, like they do sometimes. Because I looked at it when I started doing my marching on boo, and it said 92%, and then when I looked at it afterwards, it was on 43. So how many times it actually went to upload and didn't go, I don't know, but it did that time. And so, I don't know what's going on. The one I did, which was 26 minutes, sorry everyone, I'm marching on one, that uploaded fairly quickly. You know, over doesn't it? Oh, for goodness sake, man. I think I'm going to ban everyone from my kitchen, you know. There's a load of rice. I've just cleaned the plug hole out. The most unenviable of tasks. And now... I went to put the washing up bowl back in the sink because someone had taken it out and there's a load of rice in there. Good heavens. I'm going to ban them all. That's Ovi. Anyway, I'm getting there slowly. Very slowly. I'm nearly finished. I've just got to wash the small things up, basically. And clean the bowl out. Because the bowl is greasy and I hate that. You can't wash things up when you've got a greasy bowl. Believe me. Where people put stuff in there, me included sometimes. You just need to put neat washing up liquid all around the edges and scour it with a scourer. It's only olive oil anyway. Olive oil is not so greasy as other oils. You find that it dissolves really easily with soap. Sausage and mash. That would have been a hell of a lot quicker. I didn't even think of doing that. I could have done. Well, too late now. Too late to make it. All in vain. That used to be a rhyme we used to say at school. It was quite disgusting, actually. Something about quick, quick, the dog's been sick. Or the quick, quick, the cat's been sick. Where? Something. It's all in vain. The cat has lifted it up a bit. Oh, why don't we say such gross things at school, honestly? Dropped a teaspoon down in that. Where is it? Annoying things happen to me all like that all the time. Did the filters of my dishwasher yesterday and cleaned them out. Not that you'd know it while I was looking at them again. Oh, I've overflowed the bowl now. Oh well, now. Ow! I think it's hot. I'm going to stop and turn this off in a minute. I think they're just going to hear me complaining about my worries. God, have we even got enough plates for everybody? Are they all in the dishwasher? I'm a height of organisation. There's enough. We've always got square ones if there isn't. Just watching Obi takes food to work. Plastic container. What did he need? What's that? Chip. I can't remember what he had yesterday. What he does is, because he gets in late, most times he has his dinner when he gets home, but he doesn't always. Sometimes he takes it for the next day and then he has it, when he has a break, it's in the evening. So, you know, he doesn't always want two dinners. He'll be eating, like, say tonight. He isn't, but he could be eating the dinner that we had last night. He actually ate that when he came in. But sometimes he will take it to work the next day and eat it in the evening. And when he comes home, he'll then take that dinner the next day. That's why I'm glad that he's going to be home. So that we can have dinner together for once. Not for a week. Now even on the early shifts. That's a bit of a pain. Right, saucepans. I'm washing up at least. God, they're not looking very nice. That's another thing people don't do. Sorry to moan, folks. They don't put them into soap, you see. They don't realise how much easier it makes. If they had to wash them, they would know. If they were the ones that had to wash them every time, they would do it, believe me. This one's got all rice stuck at the bottom, I think. That's my potato sauce, but I'm really in a messed up frame of doing the dinner tonight. I've got to make that come soft. Soap. My other alternative, that's my biggest saucepan. Well, I've got a huge crock pot. I'm not using that for the simple reason. I will use that for stews and soups and risottos and things that you dish out, you don't pour out. There's no way I would cook like spaghetti in it where I had to tip it out. It's too big for me to manage. It's absolutely huge. I've got two handles on the side, but to have to tip it up would be easy to drain it. So, the other alternative is to use two small potato saucepans. This is really riveting. I am sure. Soft quite quickly. So what I could be doing is peeling potatoes. Don't tell me I've got a blocked up sink again. What from now? Peas? Onion. That was out of the stew. Ow! Who enjoys picking bits out of the plug hole? It has got a thing underneath to stop them going down. If it's underneath, you can take it out. You can take the plug hole thing out. There's like a Phillips. Is it a Phillips one? Yeah. One of the cross ones. So if it ever gets blocked, it never has, but. Oh, the only time it did was after the fire. They didn't do it properly and it got all up. There was a residue of soot down it. And the water wasn't draining away properly. They had to come back and sort that out. I don't think they replaced the sink. They had to replace everything else. The sink's stainless steel, so I had to replace all the units because they were absolutely frazzled. Of course. Right now. Potato. Making a bigger one today. Either that or I make two. Two small ones. Ow! I'm going to have an insult to injury. I'm going to take my bag of eggs that anyway. Washing up, you don't need to go in with my potatoes. We don't want you in there. I don't usually peel them in the sink, but I'm going to. If I can find my peeler, the next disaster. Oh, I'll give up in that case. If I can't find my peeler, I'm done for. Ah, but I can. I don't know whether it's easier doing them in the water on my finger. I don't think it is, actually. It's hurting already. Try and press the potato on the side of the bowl. If I normally rest it on the plate, it really hurts. I've got to go to the doctor's this week. It hasn't got any worse, but it's just not very good.
With over 500 travel lodge hotels across Britain and thousands of refurbished rooms with new comfy king size beds at great prices, there's nothing stopping you. Get up and go Travel Lodge from just £29. Book now at travellodge.co.uk.
Yes,
limited availability selected hotels.
We've been looking at hotels on the Isle of Skye, because things are going away in the summer, but they're 85% booked already. We want to try and, if we can, coincide it with Calm Waters and Yishang being there, if possible, because then we can kill two birds with one stone.
How you can afford to buy all these amazing products?
Otherwise, it doesn't really matter where we go. But Obi wants to go outside of the not UK, sorry, outside of England, and he suggested Scotland. I don't really want to go to Ireland. I'm sure Ireland's really beautiful. But I just feel, for me at the moment with my health, it's a bit too far. I'd love to go to Southern Ireland, but of course I wouldn't come under the health service there, so if I had a problem, I don't know what I'd do. I suppose I'd have travel insurance. I'd have that anyway, but so we decided on Scotland, and I thought, well, we don't really want to go to a bigger city, you know. I mean, I've been to Edinburgh. I've never really looked around it. And I haven't been to Scotland for years. I've always meant to go. So I thought, well, if we're going to go to a big city, we can be in a big city, London, within 20 minutes on a train. So that's, I know they're all different, but without wishing to say this to a blind person, one city's often like another. okay, they speak a different language or not in Scotland for some people do. You know what I mean? If you go to, I don't know, Rome, I'm sure actually Rome would be somewhere that I wouldn't mind going because it's full of history. I mean, everywhere is. I'm digging a hole for myself here. Every city has its history, but I don't really, I want to go for peace. And nobody said it's up to me where we go, but he actually suggested Scotland, so he wants to go outside England. I'm happy to go into Sussex or somewhere, but he wants to go further away, so it's more like a holiday, so I'm going along with him on that, so he said everything else is up to me. Because we wanted, he was thinking of going in July, but Nama and Jeff aren't going to be there in July, so hopefully they'll be there in August. So, but the thing is, we could hopefully stay with them some of the time, but because we don't know when exactly they're going to be there or where they're going to be staying yet, we need to book the hotel now, and then if the worst comes to worst, we'll have to cancel it. The time. I'm thinking like stay half the time with them and half the time in a hotel because I really want to spend some time with them. What we both do. I'm a bit anxious about being so far from home. I'm not really that far. I wouldn't normally be, it's only because of my health. I'll make sure everything's fine before I go. Make sure I get on top of everything. And I don't see any reason why there should be a problem. There shouldn't be a problem. And if we can't spend the time with them, then it doesn't really matter where we go in a way. In a way, I'd rather not go to Skye if they're not going to be there, because it'd be such a shame that we're going to miss them by we'd miss them by such a short time. I'd rather go somewhere completely different. But I want somewhere that's got countryside and beach, somewhere that's got peace, but you know, nice places to go if you want to go out somewhere, or you know, a few nice restaurants, or just you know, if we go to see them, just you know, spend time with them really. I'd like a couple of days when it's just us, because we don't get much time to ourselves here. What with Obi's working hours, which are pretty unsociable, and my sleeping hours, which are even worse, we don't get a lot of time. We get very rarely get any time alone, to be honest. And, you know, it'll be nice. It'll be a novelty. So we're trying to sort that out, and I've got to try and sort out whether I can take Niall or not, because I rang the vets. I don't know if I've said all this on here, because he has fits, and they said that there's no reason if his seizures are under control, which they are. He hasn't had one for 2.5 years, and that's not coincidental. It's because he's been on medication and it stopped them. Then, you know, if it continues like that, it'll be 3 years by the time we go. So I don't think anyone can ask for more than that, but they did say, the vet did say that some of the airlines, I don't know, at one point you have to declare whether they ask if they're on any medication or whatever, but at some point they might ask me, and some of the airlines refuse to take dogs that are on medication like that for that. Although the vet said it's awful music. I've never heard this in a club. It must be after my time, which probably isn't difficult. Yes, I have been to many a nightclub in my youth. I used to go with the girls from work. On a Friday night, I've got used to go with my sister sometimes as well. It's not my idea of fun really, it's too blooming loud and can't see. Anyway. So I've got to try and sort that out. I need to speak to guide dogs, really, and see what they say. Because I also need to find out the correct procedure. Because I think each airline is slightly different. So I need to find out which airline. I think it's probably going to be EasyJet. Because if we go to Skye, we would need to fly to Inverness. And they don't all go there, apparently. I've heard some horror stories about EasyJet, but I've also heard some good stories about them. And I've heard worse things about Ryanair, so I don't intend to use them. Which is lucky because that's all I've got left, apart from some salad ones that I know we're going to share by. So I'll have to. Probably going to the co-op on the way home. He likes to have a drink on a Sunday when it's his day off. I don't want to be peeing on him. And so he goes on Saturday night on the way home to the co-op and gets something for the next day. So he's going to get. I'm going to send him. I need a couple of things, so I'm going to. Send him a text in a minute and tell him what he can get me for us. It's nothing for me. It's tin foil. I'll need that to put over the meat tomorrow. I'm not messing around with putting tins over that. Because it's, you know, the joint of meat is too tall and they won't stay on. Potatoes and need some cat food. It starts off all nice. I don't even know this song either. At the time it was 7:15 or 7:25 or something, and I was like, what? And then I found out about the mince and I thought, oh no, why didn't I think of doing sausage and mash? It would have been so much easier. I don't know why I didn't even think of that. I don't know why I didn't think of it. I actually don't know. Now I've got to lift this out, tip some water to make it lighter. I'll have to let the peel go down the plug hole. Okay, I'm just going to move this so that I can wash that saucepan up now. I managed to get some stuff down the plug hole, but not too much. At least that's easy to get out. Potato peels are dead easy because they're big. Right, let's have a look at this saucepan. What are you doing? Yes, I can get that clean. More muck down the plug hole though. That's going to come clean in no time. That's all you need to do, you see. People did that. And they'll make my job a lot easier. It's not rocket science. They don't really have to do anything. Just soak it for 15 minutes or something. Or if just they don't even have to do anything. Just soak it and go away and leave it. When I find it, I'll just wash it like this. It's pretty much clean already. See, I've got my magic scourer, which is doing a fine job. It's got a bit there, a bit here, and it's done. It's literally done. Just going to rinse it out because, again, we don't want soap in it. It's absolutely perfect. Now, how hard was that? I know I shouldn't complain, because how hard was it for me to put it into soap, but it takes up a little bit of time and I'm rushed. Let me just clean this plug hole again. It's the bane of my life. Getting all this rice out of the plug hole. Yuck. Don't you? Right, now let me just finish my coffee. Mostly for squash. Fizz or water. They fall over easily. Right, folks. Your riveting time with me has come to an end for today. Unless there's something nice to talk about. Why is that talking to me? I don't want to know what it's got to say. I always mean to turn the speech off and I always forget. Okay. I'm just going to come and sit down for 2 seconds. And you'll probably get this at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning when it decides to upload. And I'll speak to you at some point soon. Have a great evening and a great weekend, all of you. And think of me slaving in the kitchen for the next don't know how many hours. Bye for now. One off 5 bars. Signal strength. What?